Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 205, I think.
For sure.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Well, not always, but this time I happen to be here.
More often than not. We have done like 200 of these things. You missed like maybe 10.
Shit.
I was late last week. I should be punished.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Time for my thing.
Touching that.
In a bad Tony.
Fozzie is here with us as well.
I'm scared. I need an adult.
It's gone downhill.
We're in the wrong place, my friend.
Yeah, we're all just really large 5-year-olds. Yeah, just
two people that have children that depend on them.
Right? And Jeff is here as well.
Oh, if you think it's going downhill now, just wait till I get like one more beer in me. I'm right on the verge.
And you have a good beer right now, right? Like,
it's my last good one. I have a bottle of whiskey though sitting here, so.
Hefe has good beer now. Like, this is his thing. He's graduated.
Well, he has a good job now too, though.
Yeah.
So.
That was.
What are you drinking?
Anti-hero.
Oh. Ah.
I don't know how available that is elsewhere.
What type of lager or beer?
It's an IPA. Oh. It's an IPA. It's beer. It's an IPA. Comes in a can. Like, it's the only way you can buy it. That's fine with me.
There's nothing wrong with cans.
It's got like a citrusy kind of taste to it. Like, at first I didn't like it, but now it's like, if I don't have anti-hero, I start to get upset. Like, oh, I got like fucking Miller Lite in this bitch. Like, I go back to drinking Dogfish even. Like, I drink a Dogfish head, I'm like, fuck that, that's not anti-hero. Like, I'm like hooked on anti-hero, so.
Sounds like a good summer beer.
Oh, it's good all the time.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, like, Tony, have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I've had it.
What do you think? Yeah, see, like, that's how I was. The first time I tried it, I was like, I don't know, it's okay, but it's kind of weird. It's funky, like, that whole kind of citrusy taste. But
that's how an IPA is supposed to taste.
Huh?
That's how an IPA is supposed to taste. It's supposed to have that, like, citrus.
I don't get that from most others, like Dogfish or
Neither.
Ranger or anything. They're all just kind of bitter. Lagunitas kind of has a little bit of a tingly.
Maybe you finally graduated to where you can actually taste the flavor in the beer now.
I don't know about that. I smoke too much. I don't think I can taste anything. How do you think I eat so much pussy?
Oh, Lord. What the fuck?
As we said, downhill.
It's going straight down. Get excited.
So, E3's over. Pussy. E3's over. We're back to, you know, just kind of playing games and shit. What have you guys been up to?
I played a lot of shit since the last time I've been on the show outside of E3. It's been like almost a month since then. I beat Wolfenstein. I fucking played hours and hours of Mario Kart. I finally got to play Watch Dogs a little bit. What do you want to know, man? I fucking restarted Zelda. I restarted Mario. Here's an interesting thing, Chris.
Yep.
Mario 3D World.
Yep.
Great game, right?
I agree.
We put that right up there for Game of the Year.
Yeah.
You played that single player, or did you play with your kids and wife at all?
I mostly played by myself.
I've been playing it multiplayer. It's even better multiplayer. It's fucking so awesome, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it works better than, like, the 2D ones. Like, the 2D ones, it seemed like if someone was really good, you'd get way ahead of other people, or you could just pick people up and run through the level. You could kind of do that stuff in this, but I don't know, it just seems to flow really well, and whoever's best has a crown on their head at all times. It's fucking great.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, like, it means nothing. It's like, you don't get any sort of perk out of it, but, like, I don't know, you're just always like, I got the crown, bitch, you know? I'm better than you at this fucking game, whatever. And you can get it knocked off, too, and I think the other person could grab it from you, but I think it's, like, at the end of the level, whoever did better will get the crown back.
So, so you've been playing it with your roommates or whatever?
I've been playing with this girl, like, forcing her to play it.
Oh.
That nice. Sounds kind of rapey, actually.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, she seems to like it, like, we've been playing that and Mario Kart. I've been playing that with, like, everybody, like, my roommates, whoever. She actually seems to like Mario more.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're not... You're working together, essentially. I think that kind of, I don't know, helps. Mario Kart is like, fuck everybody.
Wouldn't that too?
Huh?
I said, wouldn't that help too?
Fucking everybody?
Right.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Shit,
taking too long.
So mostly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else playing? Like, so tell us about Wolfenstein, because you said you beat that.
Yeah. I mean, I told you guys what I thought of it, you know, while I was playing it. I just thought it was really, really good. Like, and that the story, like, even from the beginning, it's a cool hook to the story, like alternate history, blah, blah, blah. But... like, it had a pretty damn good ending. Like, just in general, I was, like, surprised that you would care at all. It's Wolfenstein, you know what I mean?
Right, it's not known for a great story.
Yeah, and the game was really fun throughout. Like, if you like a good, long, like, single-player first-person shooter, I don't know.
Is the story as good as Watch Dogs, though? That's
yes, it
wow.
is.
No, I no refuse way. To believe no. these things.
It is at least as good as Watch Dogs. It has, like, a weird thing where it's like, going for serious and funny, like, kind of at the same time.
Right.
But definitely more than anything, I think it feels serious more than it's funny. Like, it has its funny moments, but it's very concerned with, like, the effects of war on people and, like, what that world would be like to live in and, like, how much it would suck. So, I don't know.
Cool. Does it, like, ever break the fourth wall or something? Or not?
It's not that goofy.
Okay.
I think I saw one review kind of compare it to, like, Tarantino style of, like, films, where it's, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're kind of funny, they're very entertaining, but also very violent. And, like, the game is ultra, ultra violent. Like, some of the story cutscenes, like, the shit, like, people just get, like, fucking maimed and shit, and it's just like, holy shit, dude. But then there's, like, ones where, like, you... Well, there's one part where you, like, kill a guy with a chainsaw. It almost reminded me of something like out of Tarantino. So I could see what would make that comparison.
Oh, pretty cool.
But, I don't know. I think gameplay-wise, it's even... It's like a combination of, like, the story's pretty damn good for what it is, and gameplay-wise, like, I'm kind of starving for something like that, and it's actually really well done. You know, so I don't know. I'd say,
well, like, what makes the gameplay unique?
Nothing really unique. It's just
good just production values. A first-person shooter, or
just good production values, good you know, like graphics and all that, but also just really solid single-player shooter. Like, there's fucking giant robots that you have to kill and shit. I don't know, okay. And lots of corridor shooting, which I know is maybe frowned upon or whatever, but I found it fun. Don't believe me, fucking buy a goddamn game.
Dude, I'm not... I don't know why you're getting so aggressive. I'm not trying to doubt you or anything. Stop yelling at me.
Believe him, damn it.
I'm telling you, buy the game. I'll put it this way. It's probably my game of the year right now, honestly.
Are you serious? That was a blue show. Okay. Wow, game of the year?
Yeah, it's... for me, it's a toss-up between it
that's,
and
Mario. That's Mario Kart, a bold statement.
Yeah. I would give it to Mario Kart, but it's hard for me to give it to Mario Kart. What?
Watch Dogs, game of the year.
Yeah, sure. 2003. No, I wouldn't even... I don't want to make fun of Watch Dogs. I think it's all right. It's just when I played two games that were, I think, easily better fucking right around the same time as Watch Dogs. And I have barely dented Watch Dogs.
Then how can you say that?
I mean, from what I've played of it, it's kind of like what Chris says, where it's like, there's a lot of fun things in it. There's a lot of good ideas, and I think there's a lot of potential to Watch Dogs, like, especially in a sequel. I like the combat. I don't know about, like, who's all playing it? Just you, Chris?
No.
I think we're all playing it.
Yeah, we all have it.
I like the combat where, like, you could hack shit or, like, switch the cameras and fuck with people. Like, I think that actually works better than I thought it would. And it's very simple. And I like all, like Chris was saying, I like a lot of the side shit in it, but I don't care about the story at all. I don't like anyone in it. Like, I don't like the main guy. I don't like the guy, the Geordie guy or whatever he talks to all the time. Like, I don't care about any of it.
Well, they all just seem very, like, cookie cutter. Like, they just fit that trope, you know?
Well, it's trying to be, like, this hardcore crime genre shit, but it feels...
It mostly just comes off as goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just like, I mean, God, the main character is just so unlikable.
Yeah.
He is, dude. Like, why is he so... Like, I think they're trying to be like, let's make this guy a badass. Like, you could do that and still make him, I don't know, have him say something funny. The guy just comes off as like fucking douche always.
He has no personality.
Yeah, exactly.
He really doesn't. Like, he's just like the tough guy who I could hack shit. I got fucked over, and like I said, I barely pay attention to the story, and I'm like, yeah, something bad happened to, like, I think it's like, it wasn't even his kids, right? It was like his fucking...
It was his niece.
Yeah.
It was his nieces.
And I don't know why his sister, like, even still talks to him, you know, at that point.
Yeah, that's kind of...
So, yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
It's killed. You need to really stop. Like, one of the last cutscenes I saw, she's like, you need to stop, Aiden. Like, I understand what you're doing, but, like, you really need to stop. Like, if I were in her position, like, look, motherfucker, my kids are dead. You do anything, like, you know, don't fucking talk to me anymore unless you're out of that shit, whatever. I don't know. It's not even that it's bad. It's like, I just don't care about the whole story at all. I find it kind of awful. Mm-hmm. But gameplay is kind of fun. Once you get past
it. It's like the actual game itself is okay.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because often that's like the part of these games that doesn't work. And they actually nailed the gameplay on it. It's just... The actual story, the reason to pull you through the rest of the world is there's little reason.
Yeah, like, I've been doing story missions just because I figured that those will have, like, the most structure and, like, interesting things going on, but really there's not much to them. Like, the ones I've... Like, you play GTA 5, every story mission that was pretty damn exciting, you know?
Right.
This is just like, well, go do this now, whatever. But all the side shit I've done has been pretty fun. I find myself seeking that stuff out more, just kind of playing around in the world a little bit. You can play chess. Like, I played a full game of chess against AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I think I put them on Super E.
Yeah, I think I saw that, too. That's pretty cool.
I don't know. I've been just... And normally, I don't do this in these games, like, especially if the story is good enough. Like, Assassin's Creed, I mostly just stick to the main mission. Those games are really long. In this one, I haven't cared enough to go through the story. I think I've done like 5 story missions, and I'm just driving around unlocking like the towers and doing the hot spots and the criminal things, like where you can like stop the crimes. And
you need to explain towers and hot spots to me, because I don't.
So there, I think one of them's a story mission where it kind of tells you how to unlock the.
You have to do those.
Yeah, it's like a CTOS thing. Like, otherwise, you don't have access to the, like, area you're in.
Yeah.
So it teaches you how to, like, you infiltrate, like, the place where the guards are, and you hack into the server and...
Okay, there's an early story mission like that, right?
Yeah, and then unlocks...
Yeah, you haven't played that much.
And then, like, after that, it unlocks the towers. Like, once you unlock the center, then the towers in the area unlock. The centers are all, like, the same thing. There's guards you want to infiltrate, take them down.
Are they on your map? Like, if you pull up the map legend, will it show, like,
where they're big red, like, hexagon things.
Okay.
So you go there. Once you hack through that, it'll then unlock the towers, and the towers are kind of like puzzles. So they're locked entryways, and they're up on top of buildings, so you have to figure out how to get up there. Maybe like sometimes like hack a lift, and then you climb up and you're moving around. And then you're using the cameras to hack into other consoles to unlock doors, and it's kind of fun. And then the hotspots are just check marks on the board that I think there's 100 of them. And you go to that area and like you press up on your, I think it's like you press up or something on your D-pad, and it's kind of like Foursquare where it logs you in. But in the game world, and
does it also give you like some sort of historical information about the area, or is that something else?
Some of them, not all of them.
Because I've seen some spot in the game where it's like this hotel used to be where this gangster or something.
Like, yeah, like there's stuff like that, and then there's like other ones like this is a restaurant, like seaside restaurant or whatever. So some of them are just like dumb. Like, hey, we checked in here. Other ones actually seem to have some significance to the fake city of Chicago.
Well, I found one spot where it was like, you know, some famous gangster so and so lived here, and I don't remember the name of the hotel or the name of the gangster. But I looked up at the hotel, and as far as I could tell, like, it never existed. But the gangster was real, so I was like, why go through all this trouble? Just tell the real.
You did like half of it.
And, like, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like, that hotel did exist. But, like, from what I could tell by simple Google search, I was like, all right. Like, you Google that hotel, and it was like, that's a hotel in the game Watch Dogs. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? But, like, I looked up the gangster's name, and it was like, that was a real Chicago gangster. And I was like, all right, that's really weird that you guys did all that. But
I mean, obviously, I don't live in Chicago, but I've never been there, in fact. But, the city itself, like the layout in Watch Dogs, seems pretty interesting. Like way more interesting than like Liberty City or.
You think so? Really? I don't. I mean,
like I'm fine. Like just the way, like it's not quite as like interesting as like GTA 5, but there's a big area of land and it's different. Like
yeah,
there's different things to it. It's not just this is city and this is the suburbs. Like, I am out in, it says it's Pawnee.
I don't know what it's supposed to, like, once you get outside of the Loop, like, the Loop is, like, you know, the big downtown area, like, that stuff kind of looks kind of accurate. Like, you're like, all right, there's the Sears Tower, there's the Hancock. Like, that stuff looks kind of right. But once you get, like, even close to outside that, it's like these weird imaginary neighborhoods that you would never see.
Right, yeah, it's, like, really strange. Like, there's, like, I'm out in, like, it seems like farmland right now.
And just, like mountains and shit.
It's like, what is this? What's going on out here? But it's definitely different from, like, everything else I've played open world-wise. Like, I think it's way more interesting than, like, the Infamous stuff. And I've been to Seattle, and it just didn't strike me as what they did there as anything good, so. Fozzie could probably tell us more about, like, the accuracy of Infamous is Seattle.
All I know is Chicago is better than Seattle, according to Chris. So, fuck yeah.
Chris is from Philadelphia. Of course he'd say that.
Right. And I'm really looking forward to playing Homefront 2. Takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah!
So, that'll be a shit show, I'm sure.
I was just, with Watch Dogs, I was looking forward to going, okay, I know this highway and I could go out to the suburbs here and I would know this suburb. I didn't expect it to be 100%. I just, like, expected it to be, like, the roads are kind of accurate and, like, the neighborhoods would kind of look how they are, you know?
Like you're,
it's not like that at all.
You were kind of hoping for, like, people that lived in L.A. were, like, GTA 5 wasn't super accurate to it, but you got the sense that this kind of felt the same, like, you're not getting that here.
Well, you could maybe get that out of Watch Dogs, but I wanted was what they did with True Crime, where it was like, if you knew where a street was, you know, and I know where certain streets are, like, that's where it would be in the game. Like, yeah, it might not, like, the pizza shop on the corner might not be called the same name or whatever, or not, there might not even be a pizza shop there, but, like, if you know the streets and you know the neighborhoods, they'll kind of look accurate, and the streets are all 100% what they should be, but it's not even close to that. It's like ridiculously all fucked up. So
it's very much fake Chicago.
It's like you visited it once and you took notes on everything you could remember the 3 days you were there, and then made a game.
And then
had mountains.
The 3 days I was there. I said it looks like the Chicago I remember from the 3 days I was
there. Yeah. Except with mountains in the background and fake little suburbs like right outside the loop, yeah. But yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was something I thought GTA 5 did really well, was like to get to that area where Trevor lived, that was a fucking hike.
Yeah.
Like you had to really drive to get out there, and it felt like it was far away from the main town.
It's like state and shit, you know.
I crossed a bridge and then rode over a hill, and I was like in some weird like version of Pawnee in this game that just doesn't seem to fit with the rest of it. I'm enjoying the world itself though. Maybe they've just populated it with cool things to do, so still don't care about Aiden or any of his bullshit.
God, yeah. And it's so bad. It's just so bad.
Okay, so we're
it's
not
all
crazy.
It's cliche and terrible.
What's everyone's thoughts? Like, have you all gotten into the girl, I would assume? Like, that's pretty early on. Like, I just hit there. She looks weird.
Oh, I know really, who you're talking about.
Like, really, the hacker girl. Okay, she's
probably not there yet.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like Bad Boy something.
Yeah. And her name's like
Carl. And I'm going to make a big deal about that. She's actually a girl. Like, oh, this hacker guy might, or hacker person might fucking disguise themselves and something. Like, whatever. It was so stupid. I would fuck her.
What?
I don't know. Like, there's a weird look to her. I mean, I guess she's supposed to look emo-y or whatever, but...
edgy, dude.
I guess. She just strikes me as, like, oddly built. What were you going to say, Jeff?
Nothing. Okay. I'd fuck
her. You'd fuck her. Okay. You'd fuck just about anything, so...
The tattoos, though. I like that look. I like the whole punk look. I'm down with it.
So that's Watch Dogs. Tony's playing Pokemon.
That's right. And loving it. Because Pokemon is great.
Pokemon is life.
How much Pokemon have you played?
I don't know. I played a few hours. I played a lot more Watch Dogs. We also played Titanfall the other night.
We did. I don't know if like what was up with the voice, but I couldn't hear you. You couldn't see me.
I couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me. And I was like... And it took us forever to get into the same match, too.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, it kept booting us out, and then I had to re-invite you into the party. Titanfall and Forza were both having issues earlier in the day. Microsoft, like, put it up on their support page that we know that some players are having trouble.
We fucked up a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, they threw it out there. We did finally get in, and I have six levels away from regen. Like, I have hit all the requirements for level 3, so I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, I had just barely crossed over to, I started out at level 1 for Gen 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, just as Chris and I started playing, I've managed to make it all the way up to level, 8 or 9.
Yeah. Don actually told me the week before how to kind of cheese the satchel charge kills, which was play.
How's that?
It was basically play capture the flag and throw them around the flag and then guard the flag.
Fair enough.
And if you have the dead man switch on it...
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Basically, like, the flag becomes a giant bomb if you die, so...
Yeah.
I love that perk.
You toss all your satchel charges down, and then if you die in that room just explodes. So that was kind of cool. And I was able to really quickly jump through the 50 kills for that, so... That game's still fun. I really like it.
So yeah, I still play it every now and then.
Absolutely. Tried to get Jeff to play, but He didn't want any. Titanfall. Tried to get you to play on Tuesday. You didn't want any part of it.
There's too many better games. Mario Kart is superior in every way.
I would prefer to play Titanfall over Mario Kart. But
it's colorful.
Oh. It is colorful. More colorful than Titanfall.
You need more practice. That's what I'm saying right now.
I don't know. I think I might just retire having beat you.
Yeah, you did. You did really good. I don't know what I'm talking
beat
about.
Beat the Jefe?
Yeah,
you,
I did.
You guys were, like, really good.
Excellent.
Yeah. Like, he had a really good run the other night.
Yeah, that was... last week, I went on a streak, and... Mario Kart. You guys playing it? Like it? Still?
Yeah. I've been playing it quite a bit.
It's just getting better as you get to know levels more, too.
Yeah,
it really gets its hooks in you after a while. It's so pretty, too. I mean, come on.
It is a very pretty game.
Nintendo always knows how to utilize these games to kind of make them last.
All the new tracks are just... like, we're playing one right now called Cloud Top something. Fucking awesome.
Like, look at all the fucking clouds in the background. They just look like...
That whole stretch was like fucking the lightning bolts on the speed boost.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that. Like, I don't know. All the new tracks are good. I think they did a good job remaking the old tracks. They added in the anti-gravity sections on those.
Yeah, most of the old tracks, they've done a really good job of sprucing up and making better.
Yeah. I mean, I have very few complaints. There's a few things I bitched.
I still miss the, I think it was Mario Kart DS, where they kind of had the challenges and stuff to do. Like, it wasn't just race and battle mode. It was like there was other things to do in the game.
Was there really? I didn't play that one a bunch.
I just thought it was really cool that they added that extra thing in for once you were done with the missions. Like, once you were done with like doing the regular races, was pretty cool. Yeah.
I don't remember that. That's a good idea, though. Little challenges, like do this, do that. I don't know, though, but generally, I mean, I played a fuck ton out of this one. I like it probably the most out of all of them.
The hell's this? Oh, hello.
I was a big fan of Double Dash on GameCube, as well as Mario Kart 64. Mario Kart 64 is reigning champ for me until this one. I think this one...
Oh, you're a 64 fan too?
I love 64 as well. I thought that was
not a Double Dash either.
I want them to release DLC for the game really badly. Like, I've had this conversation several times now, and I want them to do like either brand new cups, sell them to me for $15 each, I'll buy them, or whatever, I'll take $10, or like give me N64.
Oh yeah,
give me
every 10 over 15.
Yeah. Or give me every, like, N64 track for, like, $20, and redo them with anti-gravity. Oh, man, dude.
Seriously, what's going on there? I mean, like, Halo was able to...
They should do
like,
DLC.
...all 100 maps.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've been asked about it yet, or if they had, like, in response to that, but, like, to me, this is, like, an obvious game to do DLC for, where I would buy it. Like, I don't buy DLC ever, but I would buy the fuck... Like, give me... As long as it's track-related, I'm not going to buy a new cart. You know what I mean? But,
say he's Ben's cart?
Well, that's free, right?
Yeah.
It hasn't come out yet, but...
No, I was wondering about that. Yeah, it hasn't come out. I agree, though. This definitely needs some DLC. These, tracks are good, but...
They grow on you, you start to love them, and you start to get really good at them the more you play them, but...
Yep.
Give me new tracks. I'll buy them.
I would like to see some variety.
Or give me another sequel. I don't give a fuck. Just give me more...
Sequel.
Fuck yeah, I'll take another.
That's a sequel there.
The only thing like that I kind of don't like about the Wii U with this game is that like getting like when Jeff was saying that he was playing the other night and I didn't catch it until like I checked my phone because the. We were both playing at the same time. Yeah, there's nothing to kind of like indicate that, hey, your friend is playing and he wants you to play with him.
The only thing they do is this is how I knew you were on is there's a the little home button, like the blue, like a ring around it, the light up blue to let me know you're online. And I was like, okay, so yeah. I saw that. I texted you, and you get it. I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll try messaging him through the Wii U because you could do that. So I went to my friends list. I think that's how I did it. I went to my friends list in the game, and you can message someone and say, hey.
That sounds like so difficult, though.
It's
not
like a standard pop-up invite, like so-and-so invited you in.
They don't even have notifications whatsoever.
Chris would have had to see his fucking controller light up, I think, and then he would have had to see the message saying, do you want to play or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
Whereas with, you know, Xbox or PlayStation, I'm not entirely sure how PlayStation works, but I assume it's the same way. Where it's like, hey, your friend wants to play, dink, like, there you go.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh, no.
So, I beat Jeff.
Oh, yes.
That cushion. Another happy spot is right here. I'd like to see times. Like, when you finish, instead of just showing place.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'd like to see that. Like, what
be cool.
Second you won by, yeah. It's not like they can't do it. I think they did that in Mario Kart 64. Maybe I'm wrong, but they do it in time trials. When you do time
trials. There's time trials give you the lap times.
Yeah. Just give me that. I want that info.
That's a Mario Kart. And I played Destiny.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to know?
Dude, I hear my hype. It's rejuvenated, if you will.
Needs to be recalibrated.
I think I was with you guys where I was like really kind of dwindling because I did not know. The game didn't show well. Whatever they were showing was not like, didn't look good.
Everything felt fake too. Like, whenever they showed those demos, man, like, it was almost cringeworthy. They'd be like, oh, bro, look at this sweet sniper rifle I just got. I'm like, shut the fuck up. No one talks like this.
So, it's a... I mean, the easy comparison is, like, it's Borderlands and Halo, right? Like,
that's kind of what everyone says.
Yeah, that's like, what everyone's kind of... It's not really that. Like, I guess it is a little bit. Like,
I hope it plays more like Halo than Borderlands.
So I played all three classes, Titan, Hunter, and Warlock. The Titan is basically a Spartan. Like, you can aim down the sights, but it doesn't control exactly like Halo, but everything feels, like, the guns kind of handle like Halo, and it just has, like, some of those extra, you know, bonuses that you would get in, like, Call of Duty or Battlefield. I'm trying to, like, think, like, so you have
does it have floaty jumping like Halo? Like,
no, it's not, like, super floaty, but the Titan, like, they each have, everyone has a double jump. They're all equipped with a jetpack of sorts.
Okay.
So the Titan feels a lot like, you know, the missions in Reach where you would have the jetpack, or like the multiplayer in Reach where you're using the jetpack.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want all the time.
Yeah, like the jumps aren't like as floaty. Like you definitely have more weight.
Okay.
I thought it played like Halo. Like, I was able to jump right in. I knew kind of what was going on, and it was very Halo-y to me with that. The Hunter was a little bit less that. Her double jump is a little bit quicker. It's not as you don't get the prolonged jetpack feel.
Mm-hmm.
What else there? So she has that. She feels a little bit quicker. She has a different animation for her melee. And then the Warlock is, you would think it's a magic class, but like, y'all have the same weapons. It just, he felt a little bit slower than the Hunter, but kind of like in the middle speed wise, like not as slow as the Titan. And, I'm not entirely sure how to explain that one. Like, he has, the special power he has is, like, he throws out this rift thing, and it sucks their energy. And his melee attack is kind of like a force push. Which
sweet.
Seemed kind of cool. The gun's very Halo-y like. Like, the you start out with an assault rifle and a shotgun. Just like Halo. Animation's just like Halo. Enemies, there are... It's kind of like fighting a... I'm trying to think of what the... Like, they're not the grunts, but, like, the elites. It's like fighting a bunch of elites. But different ranges of them. Like, there are captains that are stronger. They're kind of like the gold elites. And then there's, like, regular ones that you fight. They all have levels above them. So that's kind of Borderlands-y, where...
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what the Borderlands part of it was, like...
So it's open world, kind of. Not fully open world, but they drop you into a very large area. And the story-based mission feels very much like a mission out of Halo. Like, do this, go here, do that.
Kill all the things.
Basically. And then there's another section called Explore, where it brings you back to that same area that you beat in the story mode. And you go through it, and you can explore. And that's very much an MMO. Like, you'll meet up with other players, and you can get in fights with other together, and, like, you can go co-op with them, and there's public instances, and where, like, you're doing cooperative stuff. And it seemed very MMO-y, like, go get 5 of these things, go get, you know, 10 of these things, kill 10 of these guys, go to this location, and you gain experience for all that. And I don't know what your experience level means. It didn't seem to have any... So, like, you gain experience and you go up in levels, but that doesn't necessarily indicate that your skills will go up.
You don't, like, unlock any, like, you don't get to spend skill points or anything?
You do get, like, well, you don't get to spend skill points, but, like, as you do things, you'll unlock new skills. But
just
it also,
by doing things enough?
Yeah, kind of like Skyrim, like, where, you know, if you shoot enough, like, your shooting will get better, or you'll gain
shooting
skills. So it doesn't seem tied to...
I kind of like that way of doing it, though.
So right, but...
But you,
like,
use more, we're going to improve that. You know?
But I don't understand, like, why you need the leveling system, then. Like, why do you need to be level 30? Like, what's the benefit of being level 30 as opposed to...
Say you're level 30.
Right.
Yeah, but isn't that for, like, the monsters, like, to know what you're facing and...
I guess, but, like, if you're... Yeah, I don't, and I guess I was only playing, you know, the alpha, so, and it was very early on. You can only play from level 3 to level 8.
Also, is there, like, level requirements for armor, or?
Yeah, for some of it, so maybe that's what, like, there were stuff that I definitely picked up that was level 11, so I couldn't use it in the alpha. And then there is things called strike missions, which are co-op missions. They seem very well put together, where it's like you take in a group of, you go as a fire team, and you take in a group of 3, or I guess you could try and do it yourself, but they're very clearly designed to be played with other people. And it's like a long mission. They're like 20, 25 minutes long. And I thought they were really well put together. I don't really know what the story is. They didn't really give a whole lot of that. You play a guardian, which who the fuck knows what any of that means. Then there's the multiplayer, which I thought was terrible. like the actual competitive.
Oh yeah, I was reading your thing about that. Yeah.
So it's completely unbalanced, where, you know, people with better out, like, have better equipment, better armor, better weaponry, and higher levels they're going to be able to go in with higher skills and be able to do more against you than you will against them at a low level. So if you don't stick with it, and if you don't have like the best gear, you're never going to be super competitive in it. Like, I don't understand how they're going to balance that.
I have a feeling more people will get into like that explore mode you were talking about and shit like that than.
Yeah, I mean that was definitely very. That was very MMO-ish, but I could definitely see more people kind of just doing that and kind of getting together randomly than playing the competitive aspect. But I don't know.
I mean, your natural consumer is just gonna like want to jump into let's play multiplayer, like whatever, you know, deathmatch and
right.
See how that is, but I think a lot of people are gonna like dig this game for the things that are not that. Probably, I don't know. Based on what I've heard, and I haven't really seen much, but yeah.
Yeah. So I my interest definitely perked up a lot. There's customization involved. Like the first thing you do when you jumped into the alpha was you create a character. So you pick your class, and then you pick whether you want to be human. Arisen, or I think that's what it was called, or an Exo, an Arisen. I guess they're kind of like fallen that have come back to being not monsters. They kind of look a little creepy, alienish. And then the Exos are basically cyborgs. And there's like a bunch of different faces that you can choose from, and different hair, and so you could definitely make the character your own. But the problem with that is your character won't speak. So everything is done through your AI companion, which is voiced by...
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, Peter Dinklage. And it is terrible.
Really?
It's atrocious.
I remember hearing he was voiced some game, and like I forgot it was Destiny. I just knew he was...
Yeah, he's your AI companion, and he is... And maybe it's a little unfair, like, I'm judging him based on what I... played in this, and there's just some really wooden lines. And when you think back to what Bungie's done in the past with Cortana and the other AI they've had for, you know, their players, this one seems really weird. Like, just strikes me as really odd, but I don't know. The game seems pretty cool. I'm excited for it again.
That's like probably the next big game coming out, right? It's like September.
Yes.
Is there something before that I need to be excited about?
Diablo.
No.
When does that come out?
August.
How does that?
God, there's nothing for the rest of this month and next month.
Nothing big, that's for sure. I mean,
nothing like Evil Within. Something.
No? Evil Within is October. End of October.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was supposed to be August, but they pushed it.
You got sports games though, Hefe, so yeah. Don't worry. Are they
releasing it like a new NCAA this year? I don't even know about
no,
that.
No, there's no NCAA this year.
Oh, there's not.
There ain't no shit, dude.
No, no NCAA. Just but...
something. Like, give me something on like fucking Xbox Live, like a downloadable game. Remember when
Outlast is out on Xbox Xbox One?
Get out. The horror game?
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. That and the DLC.
As of right now, like
I saw it on the store last night. It weirdly it said release date 6/24, but you could buy it. So
yeah,
is it
like a pre-install though, or
I don't know. Like they hadn't announced that they were doing pre-installs, and I don't think they'd do it for an indie game.
For whatever reason, I thought that was like a PS4 exclusive. Like that was one of the reasons I wanted to buy a PS4. So I'm buying
like all that stuff is coming both ways. Like,
okay. I'm buying Outlast. Yeah. Like, you played Outlast, haven't you?
Yeah, I played it on the PC. I liked it. It's fun. Okay. Like it, okay. There's no combat. Like you can't fight, so it's a lot of running and
it's running away,
exploring. But it's cool.
That sounds excellent, dude. Fuck yes, I'm excited. That like just made my night.
So there you go. I don't like. I saw it on the store last night, but.
It's coming either way, that's all I
need. Yeah, it'll be there. I'm sure there'll be some other indie games. Like, I heard that, Ori and the Secret Forest that they showed in the...
That looks cool.
Yeah, that looks good.
That is evidently a Metroid-type game.
Yeah, it looks kind of like it.
And that is out either early September or August, I think. So,
I like those indie games that Xbox showed off, man.
They showed off some pretty cool indie,
like that 1920s or 30s
Cuphead.
Yeah. That looks awesome.
Oh, the one that was
animation.
Aaron sent me a link of that, and he's like, "Did you see that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of remember seeing like a real short clip of it, but there's a full trailer for it." And I was like, "God damn, that looks awesome!"
It looks amazing.
That's probably going to be like 2015, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about it, and that's the problem with these indie games is
you never know.
Yeah, like
you don't
no
even
Man's
know like
Sky,
how many
like,
these are even going to come out.
Yeah, Cuphead might not. Or is it? It's called Cuphead.
Yeah,
yeah, it might not even ever come out, but it looked pretty nice.
Yeah. So maybe you'll get some of those soon, and then you should get a new batch of free games from them in July. So
free games.
I mean, hopefully those free games.
Tony's excited.
Well, so you played a little bit of Max, didn't you, Jeff?
Of what? Chris Brotherhood or whatever.
Yeah.
You like that?
It's good. It's free, for one. Yeah. I would have paid probably, I don't know, I've only played like through the whole first level or whatever, right? Good graphics, 2D platformer, some cool ideas. There's a stupid marker thing that I thought I would hate that is actually alright. It's just a way of adding puzzles to the game, really.
Yeah, it's some of the, like later on in the game, like some of those puzzles become really crazy where you're. So I think right now all you have is the green marker where you're.
Oh yeah, I
only have vines.
No, there
yes.
was one.
Well, yeah. So there's water, there's rock. So there'll be acts like points where you're doing a whole bunch of different things with the different elements with the markers as you're trying to navigate Max through the level. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole idea of it at all, but. From what I was using the markers for was basically to, like, lift up rock ledges out of the water or lower them or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just to build platforms. But, yeah, I could... Jesus Christ. Multiple fucking markers to do different things at one part.
Yeah, well, it's like... So the marker will change color based on, you know, where...
What?
Okay. What thing you're over. So it's not like you have to... Oh, I have to select the blue marker because I need the water. Okay. It's the same marker. It's just like you'll have to figure out the different ways to navigate the levels by using the different powers.
Oh, I was gonna say. All right.
Yeah, it's one marker. Tony didn't say much during Destiny. I'm wondering if he is now at least interested enough to play. Like, if he's going to try out the demo in a month.
I have it pre-ordered. I'm definitely getting the game. It's just...
Does it sound a little more interesting than it was?
It does sound a little bit better. I just want to know why their marketing looks so bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
That just doesn't make... Like, everyone I have talked to who's played it has enjoyed the game, which...
Why make it look more fun?
Why do they make it look so bad?
Oh, and like I forgot to say, like so, there's the customization with your own Spartan or whatever Titan or whatever the hell Guardian, I think is what they call them. But you also get a ship, and you can upgrade that ship. I don't know to what end, like because there's not like it just shows up in the loading screens that it's taking you to the different locations. But I'm hoping there's like some actual space combat, like they did in Reach, where maybe we can actually play. And like get some like fighter pilot shit going on, like that could be pretty cool with your different ships.
Yeah,
because you definitely upgrade the ships and with your currency and all.
It could be more like how they do it in Mass Effect or Splinter Cell, where it's just like
right, where it's just kind of there. And
you got better shit now. Like I remember Splinter Cell, like one of the things was like you upgrade the ship and that gave you radar on the ground. You know, it was like.
And one of the other weird things that... So you could spawn a speeder bike just, like, at any time in the open world. So you just, like, kind of bring up... You bring up I think it's like you press up on the D-pad and it brings up your ghost companion, and there it gives you options to go back to orbit, which will bring you back to the main menu, like where you can choose to select shit, or you could spawn a vehicle, and it's basically like a speeder bike from Star Wars, which you can upgrade cool. that as well. So I don't know if like that'll get weaponry at some point, or if maybe there'll be different types of weapons there.
So but, how long does it take to level up?
I played for 5 hours. I played all three of the classes. I leveled the Titan up to level 8, and I leveled the other two up to level 5. So quickly, like at least early on. But that could also be, that could have been, you know, tweaked for, you know, this alpha right. and maybe for right. the beta. It might be slower for. I wonder if there'll be kind of like a level cap, though, kind of like they do with MMOs, and then when the expansions come out, they'll, like, oh, we're going to boost the level cap to level 70 or level 80 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, there's still a lot of questions, and as Tony said, they're marketing it like shit, but I think them allowing people to play it is going to maybe open some eyes. So it's that... demo
yeah I'm looking
beta
forward,
or whatever
what's it like July
yeah July 17th for PlayStation owners PS3 and PS4 and then the Xbox about 5 days later, so probably like mid-July and towards the end of July, the 20th or so, 22nd, for Xbox One and Xbox 360.
You got on in on it just for having PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah, I woke up like- on I woke up on Saturday, and I checked my email, and I was just kind of like clearing out spam and shit. Like, you know, you sign up for shit, yeah. you get stuff, and like there was this thing from Sony, and I had clicked it ready to just delete it without hitting it, and I read the subject line, and it said Destiny Alpha. So I opened it up, and there was a code in there. It was like, for being a PlayStation Plus member. Here's your alpha code for Destiny. I was like, I might as well try this out. and then I ended up playing it for 4.5 hours on Sunday.
No jefe. Yes. No.
Anybody
should
play?
Never done that.
Anything
damn
else?
Everything. I restarted Mass Effect 1.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, doggy. Yeah, that game's
Pokeball.
What?
Did you just yell Pokeball?
I did.
Yelled something.
Pokeball!
I caught that damn Pokemon. I caught him.
Good boy. Good man.
So what spurred you on to start Mass Effect 1 again?
I don't know. Like, I just been wanting to play it. It just... I need, like, a kind of, like, a game set in space and... I don't know. Like, it's a good story, and...
Are you going to go balls deep in it, though? Are you
yeah, I'm going into 2 and 3.
Ain't oh, wow. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Right
well,
now is
like,
the time
yeah,
to
right
do
now
it.
Is the time. Like, I didn't really have anything. But see, here's the thing, though. I feel like I need to play Witcher 2 before the third one comes out.
Okay.
And
I think you should
I
play
have
Wolfenstein,
it.
Though. That's oh, what I think you should do.
No.
You guys are missing out. You need to, like, it's, I don't care, you wait till fucking, like, I don't know, November and it's on sale for $20. You guys need to play that game for Game of the Year discussion.
I got it for Father's Day, so.
Oh, nice.
I will play it.
That's a good Father's Day gift right there.
So, I will play it. At some point.
What are you burning through right now? Watch Dogs still, or what else?
Me, just Watch Dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, Mario Kart and Titanfall.
Oh, you're going to be excited when you go from Watch Dogs to fucking Wolfenstein. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying... Like I said, I like Watch Dogs as I got into it, but...
Right.
You'll see. You'll be happy.
I hope so.
If you're not, I'll be upset.
Well said.
Do we have any questions?
There were questions from last week that I think we did not answer, right?
Yes.
Do you guys remember which ones we did answer? Or...
All we did was answer the Assassin's Creed one.
That was, a lot of them were centered around that, so to speak.
All that controversy.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because I don't really hear anyone talking about it anymore.
Hey, don't say that. Everyone cares about these things for a long time.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to be Fozzie in a race here. I pull them up. I favorited them. Fuck me. I should just give up. I should just give up and just fucking...
You lost. Yeah. You did.
We're going into the last lap here. So I'm going to try to, like, bullshit my way up until... I did favorite, like, whatever the questions were, but they were mostly, like... They were largely centered around that. There was, like, one serious question from Brian. I think... I'll do Brian's question from memory, which is basically, like, was there a game that you were wishing they announced that they did not?
Kind of. So, I mean, obviously, probably a lot of games that wanted, but Fozzie's playing one that I was kind of hoping that EA would have announced, an HD bundle of or whatever. I was kind of hoping for a Mass Effect.
Yeah, and I really want to play the DLC. There's no Game of the Year edition for the third one, which is fucking insane. Like,
I don't know if I
want
it, but I can see it. I can see.
I mean, it's just like, you know, eventually when you have a game with that much DLC, you need to put like a bundle, you know?
Right.
I'm not going to pay separate charges for the same fucking price that people day one paid for. So.
Right.
I mean. Yeah, make a $40 fucking Game of the Year bundle of it already, but or yeah, 60 and have like all the Mass Effect, all the DLC, make it like the definitive. You know, I mean, because what's old is fucking new. Everyone's doing the whole collection thing. It's the new hotness.
Right.
Why play new games when you can play your favorites from last gen? Right. I mean, that's kind of like. There's probably.
I seem to be what, like,
I don't know.
What I'm trying to hear.
It's weird, like, look at Destiny. I mean, that's probably the most I've seen people unitedly play PS4 since it came out.
Right.
And that's a fucking alpha. / pretty much beta, but still, like. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, that was. Like, I went on and I had, like, 7-8 people on my friends list playing the Destiny alpha, like. Where other times I go on and there's like maybe one or two people playing PS4, so it was definitely something that unified that that user base for at least a short period of time.
Yeah. It's funny though, just listening to people's reaction, or just like Sony fans too, is that like they just think that there's nothing come out in 2015, or until 2015, and I tend to agree, because I was thinking about getting a PS4 pretty soon, like, in the next couple weeks, but what am I going to play with it? I might as well just wait for that white PS4, like, Destiny bundle or something. I mean, but I don't know. There's
just nothing there.
And, like, Infamous might be the only thing that I have, like, any interest in, but, I mean, that's not a system seller.
Right.
Closest thing to a system seller so far has been that alpha, the Destiny game, is because we were having so much fun playing it, and I was like, fuck, I really want to see all the hoopla behind it, but...
Yeah. Right, but you're not going to buy a system to play.
Yeah, for alpha, someone that's going to be it for a fucking weekend, it's not even like, I'll stay there for long. But, I mean, I like the improvements on the, like, just, like, the controller itself feels a lot better, but, I mean, there's really just, it's weird, because by this time, like, last gen, I would have been all over again, like, all three consoles, making sure I had it, but, it, I guess
it's Wii U's looking pretty strong right now, just saying.
No,
it's not strong, what are you talking about?
We're only playing that.
It's like, it's clinging on, like, it's on the side of a cliff, and, like, yeah, it might have found some renewed strength, but I mean,
I'm saying right now, if I didn't give them, I would buy a Wii U. I don't know about you guys, but like Wii U has.
See, but
like,
here's the thing: is that yeah, short term it is the console of choice, but like you have to look long term. Like you really want to miss out on all the third party exclusives that are on the Xbox, Sony.
I don't have to look long term. I could buy those later. I'm saying right now, what has more games for you to play? Like that you would be like, fuck yes, I'm gonna play this. Wii U has like a half dozen.
It doesn't have that many.
It doesn't have that many, but neither do Xbox One or PS4. They have almost none. Like,
I think they have like.
But they have all those cross-platform games. Like,
yeah, that's yeah. The thing. It's like,
where is NBA?
Like, Wolfenstein on 360.
Here's the thing about the Wii U is like, yeah, for me, it's a nice break from like my other consoles, but at the same time, I need those other consoles to make the Wii U rub. Like, I don't think I would love to play Wii U games all the time.
No, I hear you. No? But right now, you can play Watch Dogs, you can play Wolfenstein, you can play Titanfall all on your 360. Like, okay. Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay, but see, now you're going to different. Like, you're saying that.
No, I'm
yeah,
saying
I could buy a 360 too.
What is out
you're
there?
You're saying
on
yeah.
It's out there on any of those systems that aren't out on like PS3 or 360.
That's a fair, yeah, that's a fair point, but yeah.
Nothing.
I don't think that sells the Wii U. I think that sells last gen. It's still being
I think it sells. If I own PS3 or 360, why am I gonna buy those over a Wii U that has like fucking Mario Kart?
Well, it's the same thing. The Wii U has like a couple games, and those systems have a couple games.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's really like there's like unless you really really love games, there's really no reason to have a next gen console right now. I think that's what it says more than anything.
Right.
And it's got a point.
Well, I'm saying if you do love games,
you guys are trying to make two different. Yeah, you guys are trying to make two different arguments here.
I'm
I
just
see
saying,
what Hefe's saying. I see what Napo's saying. Like,
there's no reason to buy any of them.
You had, yeah. If you had a 360,
that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, if you had a 360 and you're looking at the next like next gen consoles, I would. I might consider going to Wii U for sure because
pick up a Mario Kart bundle.
At least those are exclusive. Like there is nothing. If you want to play 2K14, you can play it on the 360. You're gonna have more features too.
Yeah.
Look is pretty.
That is
anyways.
True.
Fucking video games. That's why PC Master Race always build.
And that's right, get a PC, you can play strategy games.
I'm thinking about going back into Crusader Kings too.
You should do that.
Yeah. Wasting their 60 hours, barely getting the hang of the game.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I swear.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what was that,
Jeff?
I found Brian's original question.
Yeah.
What's the one game you'd wish had been announced at E3 this year, sir, that wasn't? He said, hint, the correct answer is Metroid.
He was pretty upset about
Metroid. He was not alone. He was not alone. I was like, this felt like the year to do it.
This guy is using a penis pump.
Sorry?
I just did one of the... I did one of the unit, the tower things.
Oh, yeah.
Tower. And the guy, there's like one, there's
oh,
these
the
videos. That
he,
yeah.
Yeah,
the, and he's totally like, he measured his dick and then he started using a pump on it. Because it wasn't big enough.
Oh, boy.
These are weird. Yeah. So.
The correct answer is not Metroid, though, for that question.
The correct answer is clearly Fallout 4.
No, well, actually, yeah, but I think Fozzy knows the correct answer.
You know goddamn right. And they decided to fuck.
That game's never coming out, guys.
It's not even that, like, it didn't happen, because, like, alright, if there was no mention of Conquer at all...
Yeah, no, they just slapped you in the face.
They had to open those wounds, okay? They're neatly healed, and they just ripped them open on us. Wasn't right.
Who the fuck decided that was a good... Oh, my God. That really pissed me off.
And it was like... the way he just like... Oh, there hasn't been a game in a while. Guess you guys have to make your own. And we're like, what the fuck?
Guess you guys have to make your own.
He legitimately called out... Like,
it's like he was pulling his dick out and hitting me and Fozzie in the face with it.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, they legitimately called out the fact that they haven't done anything with that property in 10 years.
Which is...
fucked up, man.
Whatever. Yeah, it's really annoying.
I mean, they're probably just trying to put on some pressure on Microsoft.
Yeah, like, it's the people that are making it. They're fans of him, and they said, like, they're trying to be true to his character, and they're like, he would fucking say that, you know? Like, Conker would be like, why has there been no new games? Whatever. But still, it feels like a slap in the face to me with a big
maybe
giant...
They'll, maybe that'll spurn them into making you a new game.
I hope.
I'm not going to hold my breath, but...
I don't not, think, because I don't everyone's think going to fucking shit on that. They're going to be like, fuck this.
I don't think Project Spark's sales are going to convince them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's going to be like a... Everyone bought... Isn't that the name of the game that he's going to be in?
Project Spark. Yeah, but that's free. It's a free game.
Okay, well then, never mind.
Like they're not selling that to... Like, I mean, you can buy stuff in Project Spark, but...
Yeah.
Hey, we're just going to have to make, like, a new video or a new game, like, every 5 minutes.
We're going to have to make it.
Just so they think, oh, man, there is a demand for this. We better buy it.
Yeah,
we better make one.
Make me a Conker game, and I will play it.
Oh, God.
Hefe.
Much more
job we wanted, but it is a job that... needs to be done.
Alright, maybe we'll rise to the occasion. Conker style.
I'm bad.
Oh, wait, did I have more questions?
Did you?
No.
Probably not.
Is that it?
No, I mean, I had some. Hold on. Yeah, and there were other stupid ones. Not to make fun of them, but Justin asked, did Jeff enjoy the bean sprouts in his pad thai?
Yes, I better.
Did. You had pad thai?
Yeah.
Pad thai is awesome.
It's really
like,
good.
Why not right before I...
This place by me, like, they give you this thing they call chili sauce with it. It's like just a red sauce, and it's awesome. Uh-huh. It's basically like sriracha. What is that? Sriracha sauce? Okay. Or sriracha sauce. It's literally like that. It's fucking awesome, though, dude. Put that on your chicken pad thai.
Mamma mia.
But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. Like, I've had very difficult time finding good Chinese out here. I still am not. But I've never tried Thai before, and I tried it out here, and I think it's amazing. So I'm kind of worried that, like, I have no frame of reference for Thai food, and that I think this is amazing, but it's actually not. And, like, so if I go somewhere where they have good Thai food, I might just, like, explode with happiness.
Okay.
Like, I'm worried that, like, yeah, I think there's, like, a place out here. I think the Thai food's great. What if Thai food's even better than that, though? You know what I'm saying? Because the Chinese food out here is absolute garbage.
That's the, like, only Chinese food you've ever had?
Well, I've had Chinese food a bunch.
Or Thai food you've ever had?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got, like, I got other things from the restaurant and I liked. Like, they had these pot stickers. I thought they were really good. There's something called satay. What is that? Am I saying that right? It's basically chicken on a stick with, like,
I love chicken
sauce.
Yeah, I love chicken.
Like, a peanut butter sauce and cucumber salad.
So good, dude. I can eat that.
Oh, my God. Like, everything I've had from this place, I'm like, oh, this is the best fucking thing. This is the best Chinese I've ever had, if it was Chinese. Like, it's just awesome.
You know what's the best is when you can, they bring out those little pots that have the flame coming out of it, and you cook it yourself.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's really fun. You can do that with, like, the chicken saute. They do that sometimes.
How do you say it? Saute?
Saute. Right. Saute. I don't know. Tomato, tomato.
Sure. But, yeah. Big endorsement for Thai food, and this is probably not even good Thai food. So, yeah. Seta, I don't never know how to say this guy's name. Seta IMX, is that how you do it?
Sure.
Jason, are you guys going to finally stop complaining about Nintendo now?
No.
I will never stop complaining.
I mean...
Love them. But
we do because we disappoint.
Sure.
I have a right to complain about things. I'm on a
right. Podcast. And
I complain because I love them. I want them to do better than they do.
I'm with Jeff. Like, I don't necessarily complain because, like, I hate on Nintendo. It's like, I love Nintendo, and I want good stuff from them, and I want them to make cool things that we can play.
I keep buying their damn consoles and, like, getting rid of them because I don't like them. Like, I keep giving them another chance. This is my thing with Nintendo. Like, I got the DS. I'm like, you know, this isn't really interesting to me. There aren't games that I like. I ended up selling. I got a Wii. I did the same thing. Now I have a. I've done it again. Now I have a 2DS. I'm like,
you should. I don't know why you bought a 2DS, but you should definitely check out 3DS's library. There's some.
Oh yeah, there's some shit. Stuff in there I want to try. I definitely want to try.
Yeah. Stuff.
Like.
Yeah.
I've heard some good things. So.
It's no matter what you're into too. There's like kind of shit for everybody on 3DS at this point.
Is there a screenshot? Like function for the Xbox One?
Not yet.
They should put that in. Titus had a really cool like vista. I'm in a boat, like out by Chicago, and it's nighttime and the city's all lit up. Looks really cool.
Looks just like fake Chicago.
I don't know.
No, I mean the skyline itself looks like, you know, it looks like Chicago, but. It's just, if you are looking for specific streets, right? There is no street signs. Look in the game. There's not a single street sign. There's all, like, they have, like, the street lights every corner, but there's no street sign hanging from them.
Yeah, it's like, that's something I really like about the PS4. It's like, I was playing Destiny, and I was just able to take a screenshot just immediately and post it to Twitter right from the console, which I thought was pretty cool. And I could also do video right from there, too. But that post to Facebook. They need to kind of work on that. They did allow you can upload directly to YouTube from using the YouTube app on Xbox One. So, you know, for the videos at least.
Have you done that with Mario Kart at all? Because I know you could do that.
Yeah, I did a couple. Like, it's really limited. Though,
does it do it to your personal YouTube channels, or does it do it to like a Mario Kart?
No, it does it to your channel. Like, you have to sign in with your account.
Weird.
That's right?
Cool, though. I would assume they would be like, there's like a, you know, it's going to post to, like, Nintendo's Mario Kart, you know, fan channel or whatever, some shit like that, where they could take all the money.
Right. Well, I don't think you can't monetize it from the Wii U, so...
But what if you have, like, a monetized account? Like,
don't you have to select that, though, when you put it up?
If your account...
Oh, your account's monetized.
Like, yeah, like I'm saying, if your account that makes money or whatever or is monetized, at the very least. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it would work.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I know my account isn't monetized, so it wasn't something I was really worried about. There's not enough people that watch my shit for anybody to pay me.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish the video from the Xbox game DVR was a little higher quality.
Like, yeah.
It's a little bit grainy.
Yeah, it does, I've noticed that as well.
I mean, it's cool that, like, you can get get enough of an idea, but it's like, when you're looking at it on YouTube, it's like, this is not, like, good looking, and I know it looked better than that on my TV screen, and somebody watching this is going, this is next gen? Like,
no, I've watched it on my TV screen where I thought, like, it looked fucking bad. Like, it would get all blocky and shit.
No, it's definitely the compression of the video that they pull from the game DVR. It's not, like, because it doesn't look like that when you're playing the game.
No, not at all. Like, but if you watch like your own, you know, clip that you just made right on your Xbox, it looks like shit.
It can be grainy depending upon what the game is. Like, some games look fine. Like, Peggle looks
Yeah, great. Of course. Yeah.
But it's like, Peggle's not exactly graphically intensive either, so.
Yeah.
Alright, well, anything else? Was that all the questions for the week?
Sean asked, career cheerleader mode in Madden 16, would that appease or enrage the angry masses?
that would be the worst thing ever. What?
It would appease me.
I would not be appeased.
No. You know how, oh god, it would look so fucking just jaggy and shit. I'm sure that it would not look great at all.
There are a lot of
Jordan as like a
cheerleaders now anyway, so.
And cheerleaders they've never looked good in any football game ever. They just look awkward
they're always terrible.
Yeah, they always just look like fucking demonic almost. Get out of it.
It's like people don't like, there are Japanese games that have been modeling like attractive women for years. You can't model, like, all your women look robotic, and
I think they're just starting to get like mocap on cheerleaders now, so maybe that might be better.
Super sexy cutscene at halftime.
Just like,
there was a game that did that, like an NES game, an NES football game that had like the halftime show with the cheerleaders.
Tecmo Bowl? No.
Which one it was.
Is it a play action football?
I don't remember
being in that one though, so.
I remember that game, I don't think I ever played it.
Let's see. Oh, Jeff, all of them have history attached to it. All the hotspots. You just have to select it.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought, that's what it was. And is that on your legend? I forgot.
Yeah, they show up as check marks.
Okay.
If you go to the map. So, alright, well, that is it for this week. We'll be back next week. No new games next week, right? Nothing new?
One more.
Well, we are going on a podcast hiatus then.
Well, Jeff might play Outlast, so.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'd like to hear what you think of that, so. And maybe there'll be some news at some point.
Sure.
Maybe. I'm not saying there will be, maybe.
The game industry is dead. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Well, there were a bunch of annoying debates this week that I don't want to bring up.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know if this is news. I'm just reading the headline to you right now. N64 games could be hitting the Wii U Virtual Console soon.
I did hear that. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. What about GameCube games? That's what I want to know.
That doesn't qualify. That's practically a rumor.
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
Could be hitting it soon.
I'm reporting headlines.
There's something on Nintendo's website that kind of indicates that they're going to be there. But yes, it is a rumor. Probably a strong rumor, but
I mean, they should be there. Come on. But I would be more excited for GameCube games, man.
GameCube games would be cool. Like, I would love to play Resident Evil Zero again.
I'd love to play Resident Evil Remake.
Ooh, yeah, that would be good, yeah.
Shit, there was a lot of great games on there. Yeah, I'd play fucking Double Dash right now. I don't give a fuck.
I wasn't a huge Double Dash fan.
I liked it. I liked the tracks in it.
I would like to play Sunshine again, though, because I remember not liking that, but everyone's like, oh, it was so good. Like,
it was great. Like, that's another one, now you mentioned it. Like, God, I'd pay at least 15 bucks for that. Maybe 10.
I bet that they charge. Do you keep going like I would pay X amount of dollars and down? Like, I would pay this, but you know,
downselling.
This as well. I would also pay this. Confusing the hell out of me. All right, we'll be back next week. Maybe, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, it'll be nice once games actually start coming out.
One day.
Yeah.
Never.
Once,
2015.
No, their game's coming, I think.
Alien. Right? That's
about maybe. It. I bet that game gets delayed.
Don't say that. Don't break my heart.
Sega has a history of not being able to get their shit out on time. And that game can't release, like Tony said, like that developer has a history of releasing unfinished shit. So they can't release that game broken. I mean, they I guess they did with, you know, the last Alien game, but
we'll see any of these things. Positive reaction at E3. Come on.
It did get a positive reaction at E3, though. You're right.
Doesn't mean shit, but still.
That also correct.
Still. I have faith in it. I think they know what they want to do. Like from what you've seen of it, it doesn't seem like they have, like, the right idea for how to do an Alien game.
Yeah.
Not an Aliens game, an Alien game.
I would agree with that.
Then again, it seemed like they had the right idea with an Aliens game with Gearbox, and we didn't know how that turned out, so.
Right.
I mean, it looked cool. Like, I don't remember, like, we were excited about it, weren't we? Colonial Marines?
Yeah.
You bought the damn thing. I backed out like a pussy.
It wasn't very good, I'll tell you that.
But, like, usually I'll just buy the shit no matter what, just to see for myself. And, like, on that one, I was like, I don't know. And I was all about it, too, beforehand, so I feel bad. But still, Chris, was it a piece of shit?
Colonial Marines it was, yes.
That's what I hear. That's what I
hear. Yeah, it wasn't very good. Yeah, we'll be back next week with more games and stuff. Maybe.
Maybe.
Awesome. I'm shooting people.
We'll end it on that.